Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and here we are again. How are you doing, beloved? I'm listening. Well, here we are, and I've said, Lord, okay, what would you have me speak on this week, or however long you care to go? Well, what is the message? And as I was praying about that, my thoughts went back to one of the books of the Old Testament, one of the prophets. And I believe, as we join our hearts in prayer, that God will open up revelation from His Word. You know, His Word always has an answer for wherever we are at. And I believe that as we go into God's Word, that you're going to be strengthened and encouraged. Because, you know, beloved, it does not matter. Well, subjectively, of course, we look forward to that blessed hope we have that pain and sorrow shall all pass away. He'll wipe away every tear from our eyes. But at this point, we have to occupy until He returns. And regardless of whatever we experience on a personal level, because, beloved, it is a time of great spiritual warfare, and I'm speaking personally, but I'm also speaking regarding the nations of the earth. Wars, rumors of wars. We know from the book of Daniel, there are principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness, the spiritual, they're in the heavenly places, but the spiritual darkness of this world is influenced, controlled by demonic forces. We have achieved victory through the sacrifice of Jesus, but the God of this world has darkened the minds of those who do not believe. And we know, as the prophetic word of God in Scripture has been and is being fulfilled, that the man of sin will be revealed, the Antichrist, and we are approaching the very closing days of this dispensation of grace. But the important thing is, we who are alive right now, what do we do? There's a lot of personal battles, and how do we have spiritual poise and strength and encouragement going through what we might be personally, as well as what's going on around us? The condition of this nation, the condition of the world we are living in. I don't know about you, but I have been in much prayer these last several months, and I get very affected. I grieve, I intercede, I am upset by the wickedness, by the corruption, by politicians who have not been brought to justice, the corruption that is out there in all the nations of the world. We are dealing with unparalleled times where the enemy has really come in like a flood. So what are we to do? Well, I'm happy to tell you, God's Word has an answer. And so I'm going to be ministering on, starting today, the secret of abiding joy. And let's go to prayer. Father, right now, we thank you, Father, those who are troubled and anxious right now in their emotions, spiritually, they're anxious, they're worried, they're stressed in terms of personal situation. And also, Lord, regarding things beyond their control, circumstances beyond their control that they have to deal with, and Lord, each one of us have to deal with on a daily basis. Father, we just come to you and we thank you, Lord, that you have promised us a peace which passes all understanding, and that we know from the Word of God we can walk even in the darkest of times, even in the midst of persecution, with a joy with a peace, with an overcoming victory in our heart, that we shall not fear. We know in whom we have believed. And so, Father, I thank you right now, for I rebuke the work of the enemy in the lives of your beloved. Lord, I thank you that you're lifting a standard, that the word of God is going to be applied to their lives. You will equip them fully, Lord. You've given us power over all power of the enemy. You've given us the weapons, mighty weapons of warfare, our spiritual armor. And Father, we stand on the word of God for victory. We quote the word of God. What we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Even as Jesus quoted the word of God in his temptation in the wilderness, so Father, you have given us the sword of the Spirit, which will defeat, will destroy every single attack and work of the enemy. We look to you, Lord. You are our rock, our refuge, our high tower. Lord, now minister through your precious word. Give us a rhema word for our own lives, and also, Lord, for the times in which we are now living. And to you, Lord, belongs all glory, all praise, all honor, forever and ever. And all the saints said, amen. I know you said amen there. Praise God. All right. So what are we going to do? We're going to look, as I mentioned, at a book. Well, not entirely through the whole book, but we're going to look at important scriptures found in the book of Habakkuk. And we're going to be looking at chapter 3, some extremely important lessons the prophet learned and that God wants us to learn. All right. Now, it may be a while since you've read that book. Let me give you a little bit of a background on the book in terms of history. What was going on in Israel at that time? Well, undoubtedly, it was probably prophesied just before the invasion of Judah. Remember, Israel had already been taken captive by the Assyrians. The invasion of Judah by the Chaldeans, and that would date the book close to the end of the 7th century BC. Now, the prophet himself, Habakkuk, was a contemporary of Jeremiah. That gives you some idea of the times in which he was living. And the national catastrophe, which was imminent, Judah's deportation to Babylon, had been announced not only by the prophet Jeremiah, but also by Habakkuk. And this disaster, which was imminent and which had even been predicted before his time, had now come. It was coming to pass, and the prophet Habakkuk lived to see, as did Jeremiah, the fulfillment of their prophetic words. And so what we see as the book opens, the prophet is in perplexity over something that certainly troubles us, the mystery of unpunished evil in the world. He saw so much evil, and he questions divine justice. He sees lawbreaking. He sees violence. He sees all manner of unrighteousness and injustice, and it wasn't being punished. It was like God was sitting back and wasn't doing anything. He did love God. He trusted God. Yet there were many things he didn't understand. And I don't know about you, beloved, but certainly we've all come to a place at times, I'm sure, when we've been frustrated, we've been upset to hear the outcome of something, and we don't understand, why didn't God move? God, and we may have prayed, and it's like, why didn't you answer prayer? And there's a lot of questions that can come, and unless we have the assurance of Scripture, we can then go into unbelief, we can go into sorrow, we can go into complaining, we get our eyes off the Lord, throw up our hands, and we just start on a downward spiral. Well, God doesn't want us to go into a downward spiral, no matter how bad it looks right now in this nation, in your personal life. God has answers for us. And so here we are. He's perplexed. And basically, well, I'd like to read, I don't want to spend too much time. I could read the whole book. In fact, I might suggest you might want to do that when you have opportunity. But the first two chapters are mainly composed of a dialogue between Habakkuk and Jehovah. He's praying. He's talking to the Lord. And the prophet complains to God that he sees sinful violence on every hand, yet there's no punishment visited upon the evildoers. And what does God reply? Well, he reveals his plan. Yeah, he is going to use the Chaldeans as a swift and terrible instrument of judgment upon the wicked nations. They were the strongest political power at that time, and indeed they were going to be the vessel, if you will, the sword in God's hand to bring punishment and judgment. However, all right, there's a bit of a moral problem here, and it's not answered in the mind of the prophet. How can a holy God use these wicked heathen to destroy people more righteous than they were? And we might feel that way. God, how can you allow this persecution? After all, the Jews were God's chosen people, in spite of the fact they had sinned, they had been in idolatry, they were like the nations around them, but they were still God's chosen people, and he never, never abandons them. Well, my time is gone, and we're just getting into the message. I'm just trying to give you an introduction, and I pray you may have a chance to read that as we go these next several days deeper into what is occurring. But as I bring this broadcast to a close, as always, I do invite you to write. There's a spiritual principle, beloved. I'm not trying to add to the mailing list. I'm wanting you to obey God. If you feel the unction and anointing of the Holy Spirit, there may be no one you can pray with or really talk with in terms of confidential matters. I alone read and answer the mail, and I will send back. I've got huge testimony files of how God has blessed his people over the decades with the word that was given, regardless of what it is. And so the announcer is going to give our contact information. If you email, if you'd like a personal answer, I invite you to share your personal mailing address, and however, I will always pray and confirm receipt. I love you. I pray for you every day, my partners and my radio family. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.